This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I won't be here for a Bronze Therapy Monday, and you may need it.
Oh, come on. Come on. You haven't even snapped the ball, and you're already down this road?
We'll go down that road in a little bit.
You're already going. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. The ball hasn't even been snapped.
Nobody knows the roster I've seen in about 3 weeks because the roster may look completely different. Let's be honest. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Please be wrong.
Great win for the Guardians last night. Really, I mean, let's face it. It was a great win. You know, you were worried. I was worried. Excuse me. They take the lead. You're like, oh, man, they're not going to win this. And you were hanging by the edge of your seat. And by the way, that's just good, entertaining baseball. I think the whole series has been good. Thank goodness we didn't have to watch another shutout, though. Either way, I like when teams score. I don't even care if it's not the Guardians or team I'm rooting for at that time. But, you know, I can't stand watching shutout after shutout after shutout unless you've got your ace on the hill. And so, you know, we sit here and we're I'm sure when, what was it, 20 innings they went without scoring a run? 20 innings without scoring a run? Something like that.
Check out.
Yeah.
That would check out.
I mean, it was brutal. They couldn't catch a break. And you talk about, you know, like, you know, lining out to guys and just guys being in the right spot. Now, I don't know. I mean, you can say, you said early in the show that that was luck.
Yeah.
I don't know that's necessarily luck. If you do your research and, you know, I hate to agree with the analytics here, you know the exact spot to stand in.
Right. They stand there for a reason. You're 100% right. And they're shifted that direction for a reason. But usually, and I'm not breaking news to anybody when it comes from coach pitch to high school ball to everywhere in between to any level that all of us played. If you hit the ball hard, typically you are rewarded for that. And what was happening, at least in the last game, they had some hard hit balls in game three. They just happened to be people's gloves. I mean, that David Fry hit a screamer in game three that, like, let's face it, if the third baseman wasn't standing there.
Yeah, Vierling was playing third base on it.
Yeah, if he wasn't standing there, that's a double that drives in two runs, and we're having a different conversation about game three. Like, that's the kind of stuff you're talking about when you're saying bad luck. And they ran into that bad luck, and in this game, it evened out. You had a lot of those balls drop. You had a couple of them end up over the fence. You had you were rewarded for continuing to hit hard baseballs. That's the whole thing with this. Like, game three, you got outmanaged and you had bad luck. And it's a bad combination when that happens. Game four, you hit well and you controlled that entire game. And you didn't exactly spend the entire time going, okay, well, maybe we're going to get duped again. So what happens if we get duped with a starting pitcher that only goes an inning this time? Like, no, you just went, here's my lineup. We'll play the platoons as we go. But we're going to make sure that the guys who are starting, and we're not going to make any move that's panicky where we're pulling guys before they even get an at-bat.
Right, he pulled Manzardo at the right time last night. Right, that's so, and you're able to overcome that when Kwan's going 3-for-5, scoring two runs, when your 7 and 8 hitter are 0-for-8 between the Jimenez and then Naylor with and Hedges. Now, I mean, no one was expecting anything from Hedges when he went up there at the end, but, you know, so you sit here and you're like, okay, you can overcome those issues when the top of the order is doing what they did yesterday. And he pulled the trigger at the right time on Manzardo. You know, watching in game three, I was like, this is insane. I mean, he was making the move so early in the game. He got sucked into the starting pitching that went, you know, one inning, and then they turned the page. So they it's going to take time. I mean, part of that of being a rookie manager is being a rookie manager, and you're going to make mistakes. And if I was sitting here 24 hours ago, which I wasn't, unfortunately, because I didn't feel good, but if I was sitting here 24 hours ago, I'd be like, you just can't do that. And there's enough older guys around him that, you know, you got to look around and go, maybe we're doing this. Or unless he got the directive before the game from the front office, is like, well, you know what, you know, you don't have to, you can take Manzardo out as quick as you need to. And Freeman didn't even didn't get to hit, or Brennan didn't get to hit, right, in game three. And so you're like, I don't understand. Like, why would you make a lineup like that? Just, it doesn't matter. We get so hung up in this righty lefty thing. We always do every level. I get it. There's a time when it's right, but I just, like, 2 days ago, I didn't get it. And I don't want to sit here and complain about 2 days ago. Exactly. I want to talk about tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, I mean, part of it is just, it's growing pains. It's growing pains. I didn't realize last night until the end of the game that they had lost 11 straight deciding games.
Yeah, so
going back to the World Series.
Stat.
Game six of the World Series was the last time that they won a game that, you know, elimination games, I should say.
Yeah.
That they weren't eliminated. That's insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's just absolutely nuts. Look, this game, if you are a Guardians fan, this game is what you want. The only thing in this game that you look at and you bite your fingernails a little bit on would be Clase giving up that loud double and having it come in at the end. That's the only thing that you're looking at if you're a Guards fan and going, okay. But if you're a Guards fan, you're looking at this and going, all right, Jose Romero's got a bomb in this game. Hopefully this starts something of him getting on a bit of a hot streak that could help. Stephen Kwan continued to hit really well. Lane Thomas has been a revelation in this series. Brian Rocchio has been awesome in this series. You've had enough guys that have stepped up in between, but more than anything, you got to Bo Brisky in this game, which was their ace in the hole that they were going to. Anytime they needed an out, they were bringing Brisky in. You got to him. So if that means you're seeing him enough times, you might be able to figure that guy out. And that's how these series go into playoffs, is the more you see these bullpen arms, the more you pick up on tendencies.
Well, you got guys going, you know, four games in a row.
You know, that, you too. Can't.
So, that too. And I thought that was a good point last night they brought up during the broadcast. By the way, since we know Brian Anderson, the other Brian Anderson, I wasn't being as critical, but everybody in my house is like, man, he really wants the Tigers to win this game. Listen to how excited he is when the Tigers are doing this or doing that. I'm like, it's not Brian Anderson. He's just calling the game.
Right.
And he's got to be excited no matter what team it is.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there were folks. I'm sitting here listening to my wife and my son, and they were like, he doesn't want us to win. And I'm like, stop it.
No.
Stop. He doesn't care. He gets paid the same no matter who wins.
Exactly.
His job is to bring energy and information to the game. I thought those guys did an okay job last night. I thought they were good. But, you know, when you win, it gets better. The other thing, too, is the intensity of a play-by-play guy and a color guy, it's enhanced by the background noise, right? Like, Hammy could make someone walking across the street sound exciting, let's be honest. But when you're listening to a national guy who doesn't have either side to, you know, they're just, I don't know, he did a good job. But I like, as I was listening to them complain last night, I was like, I'm sure they're not the only ones doing this. Because I was having Joe Buck, Kyle Schwarber flashbacks. While they were saying that. Now, I mean, the Schwarber story during the World Series was just over the top. I mean, it was, you were right on that one. So, all right. So they win last night 5-4. Dan, where do you think they go from here? Where are we going? I mean, it's going to be anyone who has an arm can pitch.
Pretty much.
You're going up against the best pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
There's a lot of little nuances to this game.
They might be without Kerry Carpenter in this game, which is a big deal. I mean, that's probably their second best stick in the lineup right now. So that could be a big deal in this one. You're starting to get some hits off of some of their guys in the pen because you've seen them for 5 days now, and you can scout them, and you've got an understanding of what's going to happen. They could say the same thing about the guards. I mean, Cade Smith got knocked around a little bit yesterday. That guy's been nails the entire season. Now all of a sudden he's getting knocked around a bit. That's what happens. You see a guy four times in a row. So it goes both ways. You don't feel great that it's Skubal. This will be the third time that you have seen Skubal this season, which feels super low for an AL Central pitcher. Like, the fact that if I would have told you Tarek Skubal has been pitching for the Tigers since the beginning of the season, and you only saw him once during the regular season, and the second time was game two.
Well, that's the difference.
You would have thought I was nuts.
But that's the difference when they went to the schedule now where you play everybody in the National League and you cut it back to 13 against the Central. So it used to be, right, you'd play 17 times against these teams, and therefore you probably would hit them a fourth time, maybe even a fifth time, depending on how the schedule lays out. So I'm not surprised by that. In fact, I kind of like that. I don't have a problem with it at all. I'm not worried about it. Why? I mean, should I be worried about Skubal?
I mean,
I'm not sweating
it. That's the best arm in baseball.
Yeah, but you know what?
You should have a level of reservation.
Yeah. I mean, it's a respect thing. Like, I respect him. I think he's the best pitcher, best starter in baseball. But I also think, or at least in the American League, I think he's, you know, he's sitting there and he's a guy that you had 10 hits off of. You just got to get the right patterns, right? You got to be able to drive guys in. You need Kwan to have another, you know, 2-3 hit night. You need Rocchio to be able to come through at the bottom of the order. It would be nice just to get one hit out of the 7 or 8 spot.
Yes.
Just one. I'm not asking for a ton. You know, Manzardo gave you a hit last night. Everybody gave you hits except for that 7-8 spot last night. You know, Thomas, man, we were so down on him there for a little while, but he's really turned around.
And has been loud and has been hitting the ball well ever since then. It's game five. It's in your building. It's the best pitcher in baseball. And you got to have it. I mean, that's it. That's where all this is. Everybody's probably on the table to come into this game and pitch. My guess would be they start Matt Boyd. Okay, let's go. You threw decently in game two. Let's see what it looks like in game five. I think that's the direction they're going to go. I bet Matthew Boyd will be on a short leash, and you're going to see
everyone
all of those guys.
Everybody is.
I wonder if you're going to see I wonder if you see, like, maybe you can't go by me, maybe an Alex Cobb out of the bullpen if you need an inning or two innings out of him that way, which I think might be a stretch. Alex Cobb doesn't feel like the kind of guy you should bring out of the bullpen, especially with that bullpen. But it's going to be fun. This is going to be a serious nail bite fun game. I'm excited already.
All right. We want to talk to you about it. Why don't you hop on in? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Plus, you've got a little bit of a dilemma tomorrow night, too. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit down the road. Brian Anderson is going to join us at noon. Tim May at 1 o'clock. And again, quick predicts will be both the Browns and the Guardians game tomorrow. So stand by. We'll watch your input. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.